You're listening to SBS News.
For people who lived through the 1970s and 80s, it would have been unthinkable to see a venerated arts establishment having anything to do with punk rock. But the Museum of Arts and Design in New York is paying tribute to the giants of punk, including the Sex Pistols, The Clash, Patti Smith, and all the rest, with a new exhibit. The museum's exhibit, Too Fast to Live, Too Young to Die, Punk Graphics 1976 to 1986, explores the punk and post-punk movements. Inside the exhibit are more than 400 of punk's most memorable graphics, including flyers, posters, album covers, promotions, and other ephemera. The museum's arts and design director, Christopher Scotes, says punk was truly revolutionary.
This exhibition is from one collection of Andrew Kavin, a collector here in New York. And the important thing is that really design, the punk design changed everything. The idea of the typography, appropriation, collage and parody are very important for the punk period.
And perhaps nothing quite defines punk rock like the music and songs from the Sex Pistols. The British band famously covered up the eyes of Queen Elizabeth II on posters for their song God Save the Queen, which was released the year of her Silver Jubilee, 1977. The band's frontman, John Lydon, better known at the time as Johnny Rotten, says he wasn't keen on the idea of receiving a knighthood from the Queen for his services to arts and entertainment.
If you think I'm letting that woman anyway near my head with a sword, you must be off it.
Lydon claims a credit for launching the punk revolution with his band The Sex Pistols, which he says was about more than just shocking the establishment.
You don't want to do it just to shock. There's a little bit more to it than that. This is your culture. This is, you know, there's our flag in tatters because that's the way we viewed our country. What on earth was it doing for us?
Punk's visual forms of expression were unique from the very start, from the dress and hairstyles of its devotees and the onstage theatrics of its musicians to the graphic designs of its various forms of printed matter. Collector Andrew Kravine, although based in suburban New York, had British family members in London who were heavily involved with the start of punk in the 1970s. He says he spent a lot of time with his uncle John, who was one of the early promoters of the movement.
I was immersed in punk and I never really appreciated it until then. Punk hadn't really made such an impact in suburban New York at the time. You know, there was the scene in New York, but it hadn't really migrated out. It hadn't burst out into American popular culture.
Mr. Kravine says the exhibit's contents are organized thematically, with sections on appropriation and on collage, with examples of parody and pastiche as rhetorical strategies. He says most of his collection comes from his time as a young man in London.
On the weekends, I would go to the Stiff Records shop. I would go to Rough Trade. I would just wander all around London and see what I could buy at record stores. And that's when I started to really add to the posters and the flyers. I mean, at Stiff Records, I just hoovered up whatever I could get.
For John Lydon, the punk era was a time of creativity, which he believes is still obvious four decades later.
There's that homemade, crafty feeling about it. And crafty if you're a Sex Pistol, because we're always looking at an angle. And I think we succeeded, and I think our stuff shines.
The exhibition will run in New York until July the 11th. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.